National Day of the Cowboy is July 23rd, a time to celebrate those pioneering adventurers and to recognize those still living the much-respected lifestyle. Hardworking, self-sufficient, and true grit cowboys symbolize what ranchers and farmers still provide this country. The cowboy plays a vital role in the economy of the nation and feeding America. Give them a tip of the hat on July 23rd. This is Randy Houston with a Farm Bureau salute to the American cowboy.
WMFO in Medford.
Coyotes are howling way out where the doggies bawl. Where spurs are a-jingling, a cowboy is singing this lonesome cattle call. Till his day's work is done, and he rounds up the cattle each fall. Singing his cattle call. For hours he would ride on the range far and wide, when the night winds blow up a squall. His heart is a feather, in all kinds of weather, he sings his cattle call. With an old western drawl. Singing his cattle call.
I can't be bothered with all this. That's too short.
Voice of the Gods. Freeform music and cultural commentary, plus audio clips from who knows where on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
In a little cabaret in a South Texas border town sat a boy and his guitar, and the people came from all around, and all the girls from there to Austin were slipping away from home and putting jewelry in pocket to take the trip to go and listen to the little dark-haired boy that played the Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play. Well, he couldn't ride or wrangle, and he never cared to make a dime, but give him his guitar and he'd be happy all the time. And all the girls from 9 to 90 were snapping fingers, tapping toes, and begging him don't stop, and hypnotized and fascinated by the little dark-haired boy that played the Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play. Then one day he was gone, and no one ever saw him round. He vanished like the breeze, and they forgot him in the little town. But all the girls still dreamed about him and hung around the cabaret until the doors were locked. And then one day on the hit parade was a little dark-haired boy that played a Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Running in your veins. Say it right here. We're bringing you music straight out of Nashville this evening on the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community. And this evening, educational, musically educational radio. Yes, we are playing American country music, focusing on a subgenre of it known as the Nashville sound. It was developed by producers Chet Atkins, Owen Bradley, and Bob Ferguson in Nashville, Tennessee, in the late 1950s and 1960s. Along with much harder hitting music from our featured artists, Nashville Pussy. And then we've got a second feature in that all of our ambiance is coming from Chet Atkins. Like right now, this is Hot Toddy. We began that last set with the King, Elvis Presley. Yes, Don't Be Cruel, one of his number one hits. And then there was a public service message, very ironically, from Steve McNair, the football player who played with the Tennessee Titans. He was killed by a woman he was having an affair with in a murder-suicide. We followed that with Floyd Kramer on the rebound. And then Nashville Pussy, Shoot First and Run Like Hell. Then another public service announcement of sorts. We love public service announcements. Well, I care about them. I volunteer to take care of them here for WMFO. That was the National Day of the Cowboy, as Randy Houston announced for us. Celebrating it in July, the fourth Saturday of July. Next year, again. And then Eddie Arnold. As I said, it's not just the Nashville sounds. We're more broadly going into Western music. And that was, yes, Eddie Arnold and Cattle Call, which I found on this great compilation called Stampede, Western Music's Late Golden Era. And I remember ripping that from WMFO's, well, it wasn't our world music collection, but it was, yeah, our country and our country music collection, which is, yeah, so. And then Chet Atkins with some non-ambiance, the Nashville Jump. And then Johnny Cash, Tennessee Flat Top Box. And we concluded with You Give Drugs a Bad Name by Nashville Pussy. So another crucial component of the Nashville sound was a group of studio musicians who played on a lot of the Nashville-produced albums. They were known as the Nashville A-Team. And they played in the 50s, the 60s, and the early 1970s, backing dozens of popular singers, including, as we heard there, Elvis Presley and Eddie Arnold and Patsy Cline and Jim Reeves. And also, they backed up Bob Dylan and Jerry Lee Lewis and Brenda Lee. And yeah, you've been hearing a lot of the Nashville A-Team this evening. We've got two sets for you left in this show. And in the next set, our broader songs are going to include some bluegrass from the Nashville Bluegrass Band. And Junior Brown, who plays a hybrid instrument, a git steel kind of combination of a six-string electric guitar, Spanish style as they were known back then, and then a steel guitar. And he's had a couple of these contraptions custom built for him. He's going to be playing and singing Nashville Rebel. And some more of the Nashville sound, the Browns with the Three Bells and Tammy Wynette, Stand By Your Man. But first, we're going to start off with a song from coming to me, coming to you from WMFO's past, one of the most controversial DJ ever, Billy Bob Neck, kind of redneck guy, Paul Days, one of his comic personas that he did so well. And this is from Tennessee Ernie Ford in Billy Bob's Next Hour of Being Good. His hands on the Tears of the God sound collage, WMFO in Medford.
His hands paint the flowers. He puts leaves in the trees. At his whisper, birds start singing. When my heart needs melodies, why I stray from all his goodness, my poor mind can't understand. I'm to blame for my misfortune. I lost hold of his hand. Those hands still give me mercy, though I'm wrong as wrong can be. If they really gave me justice, I'd be lost on homeless seas. I've been lost in the shuffle. I've obeyed the wrong command. I'm going back to the chapel in search of his hand.
Those hands still give me mercy,
though I'm wrong as wrong can be.
If they really gave me justice,
I'd be lost on homeless seas. I've been lost in the shuffle. I've obeyed the wrong command. I'm going back to the chapel in search of his hand.
Who's the more foolish, the fool or the fool who follows it?
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times, and he'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. And if you love him, I'll be proud of him, 'cause after all, he's just a man. Are cold and lonely. Stand by your man.
your man.
FM, bringing you great country music.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born.
Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing in the little valley town. The song that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love. There's a village hidden deep in the valley, beneath the mountains high above. And there, 20 years thereafter, Jimmy was to meet his love.
Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing. 'Twas a great day in his life, 'cause the songs that they were singing was for Jimmy and his wife. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless, O Lord, this celebration. May their lives be filled with love. From the village hidden deep in the valley,
One rainy morning, dark and gray, a soul winged its way to heaven. Jimmy Brown had passed away.
Boom, 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 boom.
Just a lonely bell was ringing in the little valley town. 'Twas farewell that it was singing to our good old Jimmy Brown. And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, may his soul find the salvation of thy great eternal love.
You can't fool us by agreeing with us.
They call me the Nashville Rebel. They say, leave that boy alone. Don't you give him advice or he'll turn to ice, and you might as well talk to stone. And I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. I don't have time for your parties or love little guessing games. I've got songs to write in the still of night. I was born to write and sing, 'cause I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. Call me the Nashville Rebel. Little girl, don't you waste your time, for I've given my heart to this old guitar. You deserve a better love than mine, and I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. I'm the Nashville Rebel. I'm a loner and I like it fine. I'd like to have a wife, live a normal life, but I just don't have the time, 'cause I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. I've got things to do and things to say in my own way.
This really is, in my mind, the best of both worlds.
Like a duck, don't believe. I don't care about a goddamn thing. look at the purse.
It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be. If you see me with a great big smile at some party where the fun runs wild, if tears start to flow and I fall apart, please don't think you broke my heart. It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be. If we meet on the street and a little bit of tear rolls down my cheek, please don't think it's because I'm blue or that I'm still in love with you. It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing, yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be. Remember the day you left our place and how the tears rolled down my face. It wasn't because you were leaving me. I was happy because you were pleasing me. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be.
Get the hell off my spread. Now.
Sister Mary, she wears the gold. Hiding place down here.
Lord, there's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here.
Well, I run to the rocks and hide my face, and I cry out, no hiding place. There's no hiding place down here. Now the devil wears a hypocrite shoe. If you don't watch and put it on you, there's no hiding place down here.
Lord, there's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here.
Well, I run to the rocks and hide my face, and I cry out, no hiding place. There's no hiding place down here. I'll pitch my tent on the old campground. I'll pitch my tent on the old campground. Give old Satan one more crown. There's no hiding place down here.
Lord, there's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here.
Well, I run to the rocks and hide my face, and I cry out, no hiding place. There's no hiding place down here. a rock right out, no hiding place. There's no hiding place down here.
One, two, one, two, three. Well, his name is Johnny Jr., but his friends call him Hot Rod. And he's rummaging through an old Ford graveyard. He's a dirt track demon, don't care what you say. Wait for the star flag. So he flipped them all off and said, so long, fans. Let's go.
We're bringing you music straight out of Nashville this evening. Yes, American country music, focusing on that subgenre known as the Nashville sound, as produced by Chet Atkins and Owen Bradley and Bob Ferguson in the 1950s and 1960s. Bringing a pop sensibility to that old country sound. We began that last set with Tennessee Ernie Ford in his hands, and thanks going out to Billy Bob Neck from his Our Being Good custom friends and family compilation. Then it was Tammy Wynette's Stand By Your Man and Nashville Pussy, The Bitch Just Kicked Me Out. Nashville Pussy's one of our two featured artists. Then it was the Browns with the Three Bells, a prime example of the Nashville sound off of Nipper's Greatest Hits, the 1950s, Volume 1. Then Junior Brown with a Nashville referencing song, Nashville Rebel. And Junior Brown plays a custom instrument called a git steel, combination of steel guitar played with a slide kind of contraption. And a regular electric guitar, kind of like a Telecaster. Well, it's not regular because it's a custom. And then we heard Nashville Pussy once again. First I Look at the Purse. And then Burl Ives, A Funny Way of Laughing. And then it was the Nashville Bluegrass. The Nashville Bluegrass Class of 1990. The Nashville Bluegrass Band. And then Nashville Pussy finished off the set with Johnny Hot Rod. Meanwhile, right now, it's our second featured artist providing all the ambience, Chet Atkins with Black Mountain Rag. Thanks to Chuck Yu for coming by the studio, and we had a nice little chat there, and showed me a picture he took of him and Diane as they did the cold turkey two Fridays ago. Cold turkey leftovers here. We got one last set for you, and we're going to go wide here. We're going to we're going to hear the Carter Family going way back to 1934, Home in Tennessee. But before that, we're going to hear some Led Zeppelin. And they're not a country band by any means, but they do experiment, have experimented with a wide variety of styles. And here's Jimmy Page doing a little country hot dog picking.
Redeemed yourselves.
Boy,
yes, I'm going back to my home in Tennessee. Back to the girl that's waiting in the cotton fields to see. There's a mother and a dad that's waiting patiently. And the place I'm longing for tonight's my home in Tennessee. Called Bunker's Hill. I've dropped from the clouds in a parachute, and oh boys, what a thrill. I've saw shells fall in no man's land and dined in the great prairie. But the place I'm longing for tonight's my home in Tennessee. Yes, I'm going back to my home in Tennessee. Back to the girl that's waiting in the cotton fields to see. There's a mother and a dad that's waiting patiently. And the place I'm longing for tonight's my home in Tennessee. I've been to the Rocky Mountains and back down again. Been up to old New York, saw the Statue of Liberty. But the place I'm longing for tonight's my home in Tennessee. Yes, I'm going back to my home in Tennessee. Back to the girl that's waiting in the cotton fields to see. There's a mother and a dad that's waiting patiently.
The place I'm longing for tonight's my home in Tennessee. 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Thank you. Yeah, the shit for me. Hell's cool for hanging out. But you're gonna wanna leave if there's a hand. Then the only way to let me there if I wash dishes and bus tables for the squares. Lord, it there. And every day it's the same damn thing. Same damn job, same damn city, same damn me, same damn friends, same damn everything. Get me the hell out of here now.
Thank you so much for listening to this Tears of the Gods sound collage of music straight out of Nashville. Yes, it's been older American country music from the 19th, from the 20th century, the 1950s and 60s, the Nashville sound, mixed up with Nashville pussy, hard rockin' Gibson humbucker bass guitars going into Marshall stacks. We kicked off that last set with Led Zeppelin and a country-influenced song called Hot Dog. Then it was the Carter Family, Home in Tennessee from back in 1934. Then Duke Levine, Nashville Skyline Rag, followed by our concluding hard rock song by Nashville Pussy, Slow Moving Train. Meanwhile, this is our second featured artist, Chet Atkins, taking us out with Take Five. So, if you keep listening here, Uncle Sam will be coming up pretty soon with another pre-recorded episode of LFOD Radio. But before that, Frank Rosanna's going to come on and do that click clack.
Due to COVID-19, like right WMFO now. DJs are pre-recording their shows for
I
broadcast on air.
I expect to be back again
we
next
still
week.
Accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode.
Please do
call
it.
855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
The what?